I kept thinking that there has to be somebody who is as larger than life on the side of evil as the grandfather is on the side of good. I would read or have read these Robert Louis Stevenson stories. And there's many cases, there's a young man, you know, rather than a young woman, but a young man who's disinherited by his crooked uncle. And he goes away, he gathers some allies, he comes back, and he takes on the uncle and wins. So I thought, I've got to have a guy that she can stand up to as the colonel. The thing was, I also wanted to create somebody who is, sure, he's bad, but he's more of an antagonist to Anne than an out-and-out villain, because he does admire her. He has these two awful daughters, and here his enemy is the only person in the county with the courage to stand up to him. So when she comes after him, he almost is like, gets rejuvenated. He says, my God, I'm going to be able to fight her. So he, you know, he's not a totally dark character. But, you know, certainly he is a, you know, monstrous guy, yes.